Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Titans. I'm Jim Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. Terry, how are you today?
Doing all right, man. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. We got another mock draft, giving the Titans a position, you know, a guy with a huge position need. So we're going to talk about that here in a minute. My favorite topic.
Jimmy's fired up.
That's right. Before we do that, and then we're going to get to voicemail after that. Before we do that, I remind you, we write for MuseumMiracles.com, where we cover the Titans for SB Nation, so you can check us out there. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry's at TLambertFB. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search out Locked On Titans. You can also play the podcast on your smart speaker. Just say play podcast Locked On Titans, and you'll hear us there. All right, so yeah, Todd McShay came out with, was it his first or second mock?
His second, right? One, yeah.
Okay. His second mock draft. Do you remember who he gave the Titans the first one?
I'm pretty sure it was Polite.
Okay. So in the first one, he did, you know, something that was, you know, actually intelligent and gave the Titans a guy at a position they need in Polite, the edge rusher from Florida. Today, he followed Mel Kiper's genius lead and gave the Titans a tight end. T.J. Hockenson from Iowa, who I am sure is a lovely player, okay? So this has really nothing to do with Hockenson himself. This is more about, again, I just can't understand why these guys think the Titans need a tight end. Delanie Walker is turning 34. Absolutely, that's a fact. Absolutely true. The Titans also gave Delanie Walker a contract extension before last year. So they're not planning on phasing him out of their plans anytime soon. You also have Jonnu Smith, who was coming on before he got injured last year. They spent, what, a third, fourth-round pick on him a couple years ago, a guy that, you know, factors pretty heavily, I think, into their plans going forward. If you draft a tight end here, Jonnu's off the field, so that was kind of a wasted pick if you're giving up on him already at this point, because they're not going to play three tight ends. All of that before we even get to the fact that they have some, like, huge glaring needs on this roster currently, and tight end is just not one of them. And then you made the point before, came on her positional value as well. There are so many things about this that just seem like a terrible idea to me.
There's just a handful of true difference makers at the tight end position, and it just seems like they're kind of random where they come from. It's not always the number one guy coming out of college. You know, Kelsey was a third-round pick, I think. Gronk was a second round pick, so you know, George Kittle went in the mid rounds. I just don't see the positional value there. On top of everything that Jimmy said, you know, the Titans are pretty set right now at tight end, assuming Delanie comes back healthy. I'd say he's got at least one and maybe two, maybe even 3 years left in him. You've got two young, decent players. You know, we'll see what Firkser turns into. Jonnu Smith was coming around. So, if you draft him, where does he play? He's got to be at least your second option as your tight end, kind of like what the Eagles did with Dallas Goedert last year. That's underwhelming to me with the 19th overall pick. I will say, you know, if you listen to all these analysts out here, Hockenson's one of the most complete prospects at the tight end position that they've seen in some time. Can do it all. He can block. He can run. He can catch. He's reminded some people of George Kittle. You know, I posed the question to you before we came on. I'll do it again here. If you're taking George Kittle with the 19th overall pick, do you make that selection?
Yeah, and I mean, I said no immediately last time. Thinking about it a little bit more, it's not an immediate no, but just with what they already have on this roster and what they need on this roster, I don't think so. I think that you can get enough production out of Delanie Walker / Jonnu Smith that there's not enough. You're not going to give Hockenson the volume that a guy like George Kittle gets, and so I can't get there. I can't get there with that. If they take him and he ends up being George Kittle, you know, that's great. I mean, none of us are going to complain about that in 2 years if that's how it plays out. But I just don't think that tight end is anywhere near their board in the first round. That's more, I think, my thoughts on it than anything else. Again, it has nothing to do with the player himself. I just don't think that that's even something that they're going to be considering with that first round pick.
Yeah, it's too rich for me for sure. The only way I get there is if John Robinson goes out and signs everybody, you know, like all Titans fans want him to go do. If he signs a couple difference makers up front, he finds that pass rusher, you know, he gets a free agent guard, maybe a center, something like that, and adds a veteran receiver. That's a lot. I mean, that is a lot. That's the only way I'm cool with taking that. And look, if you take Hockenson, you can do some interesting things that you've got Delanie Walker and Hockenson on the field at the same time. Titans love their tight ends. Don't have much at receiver. He would get used. I'm just not sure it would warrant the 19th pick. So that's kind of where we stand. I think we're on the same page there. It's just frustrating. You know, I think especially McShay and Kiper are told by scouts and GMs where they think guys are going to go, and they just kind of try and fit the puzzle pieces together in their mock. We went through this last year. Dallas Goedert was a really popular pick for the Titans at 25. Of course, that didn't happen. I don't think the Titans were interested in taking a tight end. But you kind of see the same thing playing out there. So if I were to rank tight end as a need on this roster, it would be at the bottom of the list, just above cornerback, which we've also talked about.
Yeah, and then I'll ask you, just to wrap this up, the same question. How much better is Hockenson than Anthony Firkser? I mean, Anthony's probably a better blocker, and I mean, I haven't watched very much Hockenson, so I don't necessarily have a good opinion on this. But you've got a guy, you know, that can do some things for you. So, like I said, you're taking Firkser and Jonnu Smith off the field. And I'm not saying you shouldn't draft a guy because you had Anthony Firkser. That's not what I'm getting at all. But if you're spending a first-round pick, this guy needs to be head and shoulders above those two guys. And I don't really think that he is.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely a significant upgrade. Like I said, a guy that can do it all, made some really, really nice plays down the field, is an outstanding blocker. Just a guy that would never have to come off of the field, a future tight end one for sure. But again, like you're saying, it's spending the 19th pick to get there, ignoring a potential pass rusher, you know, and McShay's mock, Polite was two picks after, you know, you had some defensive linemen still left there on the board. You had receivers, you know. You had true receivers. DK Metcalf was still on the board. So, to ignore all of those needs, I just can't get there.
Yeah, and like you said, especially with the way that the guys that were still available at that pick, there's plenty of guys that would come in and help them more right away than Hockenson. All right, that's enough of that. I'm sure, you know, when Mel Kiper comes out with his next week, we'll revisit it again, I'm sure. But that's all for now. Next, we are going to get to your voicemails. Up first, we have Brooks asking about some of the receivers in this draft.
Hey, guys. Brooks from Chattanooga. Big fan of the show. As I'm looking at these mock drafts, and I know that y'all's opinion is defensive lineman or edge rusher in the first round, and I agree. But a lot of mock drafts have us taking a receiver, or specifically Marquise Brown. And me personally, I'm not a huge fan of Marquise Brown. I think there's better receivers to take if we're going to take a guy in the first round. And so if we do decide to go with a receiver in the first round, who would y'all want us to take there if it's not a defensive player? Kind of comparing guys like Marquise and DK Metcalf or N'Keal Harry or even A.J. Brown. I would just love to hear y'all kind of break down some of the receivers that if we do decide to go that route, you'd want us to see. So look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah, Brooks, I'm kind of with you on Marquise Brown. I think Jimmy is too. He's talking about a small receiver, you know, 170 pounds maybe. When's the last time you saw someone like that have success outside of really DeSean Jackson? And, of course, that's who you're wanting him to be. But I don't know. I think it's too close to Taywan Taylor for comfort there. So I want a guy that can do a little bit more, another Corey Davis type, for example. For me, my favorite right now is DK Metcalf. If the Titans go down that road, and me and Jimmy have been pretty vocal about wanting to sign a couple vets, but if it comes down to the only need remaining on the board after free agency is receiver, Metcalf is where I'm going. You know, you talk about 6'4", 230, can run, can really win those contested catches, can blow by some DBs there. Some of the Titans don't really have. They need more size. They need more speed. He offers both. Again, redshirt sophomore, has some injury issues, so he's going to have to check some boxes off at the combine. I don't know that John Robinson's going to like his production in college with just 2 years there as a redshirt sophomore. But that's the leader in the clubhouse for me at receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I mean, we just you want somebody that can do more. That's not just, like you said, just John Jackson. You know, he can obviously get down the field, and they need a guy that can do that. But if you're taking a guy that early, you want him to be able to not only, you know, take top off the defense, but run the intermediate stuff, make contested catches, all those types of things. And so, you know, typically you're looking for the bigger body guys. You're talking about that. So, yeah. And like you said, I mean, my preference would be that they address that in free agency. There's plenty of guys that are going to be available in free agency where they could do that. And again, just youth in the room already, bringing in a veteran, I think would be a good idea there. But, you know, we don't know how that's going to play out. Obviously, this conversation will be a little bit different once we know that. But, yeah, I would lean toward the DK Metcalf if he's on the board, which he was in McShay's mock, and he still gave us that. Anyway.
Hey, guys, this is David calling in from California. Just wanted to quickly get your thoughts on Ndamukong Suh and the potential that you think the Titans may have to go after a guy like him. I know he'll probably command a pretty decent chunk of change coming out of his year with the Rams going to the Super Bowl, but it's probably an out there possibility, but just wanted to get your thoughts, see if you guys think the Titans may go after a guy like Suh. Thanks.
Yeah, so we're back to Ndamukong Suh talk again, just like we were last year, really, when we were all kind of begging the Titans to sign him and be a difference maker up front. You know, we're having the same conversations this year. I want to know what he's going to want to be paid. He's, you know, on the backside of his career, not quite what he once was, still a very good player in this league. I think Pro Football Focus had him just outside the top 10 as far as in defensive interior guys go. Guy that I think could really help this team. Kind of replace the Austin Johnson snaps. Maybe you kick Jones inside the nose tackle. Maybe that's something they're interested in. Look, we know the Titans were interested in signing him last year. Maybe they're interested again on a 1 or 2 year deal. We'll see. But you know, I just think knowing Suh, I think he's going to want to get paid again. I think it's probably going to drag out. If I remember correctly, he was one of the last big guys to sign. So I'm not holding my breath there, but I think the Titans will probably kick the tires.
Yeah, because I think he might have gotten released late or something. It was something weird. With
yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And the Titans, I mean, you know, by all accounts, were in on it. I mean, I think it might have been down to the Titans and the Rams. And, you know, we don't know what, you know, the Titans' offer was. You know, he had said that it was more about winning than about money because he was toward the end of his career. Obviously, made a bunch of money on that second contract that he signed. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if one team's willing to offer $5 million more, it's always kind of hard to turn that down. So yeah, I mean, I think they would be interested again, like they were last year. They're in a different cap spot this year than they were last year. They don't have quite the money that they had last year. Speaking of the Titans. Just because, you know, they paid Taylor Lewan, Marcus Mariota's got a big number for next year. So it'll be interesting to see what they do there. But, yeah, I mean, there's no reason that they wouldn't pursue him again. Then just be kind of interesting to see where his head is, if he wants to stay with the Rams want him back, all that kind of stuff. I mean, obviously if it comes down to the Titans and the Rams, you know, he's going to – and, you know, everything else is pretty equal. He's going to choose the Rams. They're obviously closer. So I think that's basically what it came down to last year. But, you know, the Rams may have other things that they're trying to do. So that'll definitely be something to watch. But, yeah, I mean, I think he would be a good guy for the Titans to go after. I think that he could definitely help them, like you said, and just gives them more options. Mike Vrabel talked about wanting to be multiple. If you've got a guy like Suh, then you've got there's just more things that you can do with that defensive front. So, I absolutely think that would be something that they should look into. And then, again, it would change the draft conversation a little bit if he did sign here, because then you don't necessarily need an interior defensive lineman as early, because you've got that guy that can help you do some things there. So, yeah, I mean, I think that he will be on the radar. But, you know, no idea, obviously, at this point, if he ends up with the Titans or not. All right, so we thank both guys for calling in. Again, if you want to leave a voicemail and be a part of this show next week, 615-787-8762. That's the number. Call in. Leave us about a minute-long voicemail, and we will get to it. Hopefully, we'll have three or four to do a show at the end of next week. Things will start ramping up here in a little bit. The combine's a couple weeks away. We'll get some more answers on some of these guys, and then we'll be full-blown free agency draft season. So this is probably one of the deader parts of the year as far as the NFL goes, just a week or two after the Super Bowl. But once we hit the combine, it's full speed ahead until draft season. So we'll have plenty of stuff to talk about. Again, subscribe to the podcast so you get the episodes as soon as they're available. Don't have to worry about when they're coming out and download them and that kind of stuff. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening to Locked On Titans, and we will talk to you again next week.